This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hearing anything from GCN at this point, so I gotta just presume that they've got me. This is Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you,
Jay,
and Michael,
and I've got this story up here I want to talk to you about. U.S. teachers demand change after execution-style shootings with pellet guns in a school shooter drill.
Wait, they shot the teachers with pellet guns execution style?
Yeah, I heard a nice little, the Lava Flow podcast. Roger Paxton was talking about this, and he was like, you know, those CO2-powered airsoft pellets, like, those things hurt. I don't know if you ever got hit by one, but, like, especially if you're, like, not wearing, like, a jacket or something, and, you know, my brother's got one, and you're wearing a T-shirt, and he's like 10, 15 feet away. I mean, it feels like you got, you know, stung by a nasty hornet or something, and it'll make a welt, it'll make you bleed, and, you know, it'd take your eyeball out. And so, yeah, that was pretty intense. I was, it's pretty brazen. They're just going to go in there and start shooting up teachers. I don't know if the teachers, like, knew that this was a drill or something was happening.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about this. Apparently, they had no clue they were going to get shot like that.
Yeah, that's the gist I got from listening to Lava Flow the other day about it.
They seem pretty outraged, I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
shot me, I'd be a little outraged, even if it was a pellet gun.
Yeah, that's right. They were. Roger was reading off, stuff that these teachers had to say, and that they were shot several times, and then they were brought back outside, and then they were brought back in to for more, like after they were shot once and stuff, and they couldn't believe it was happening.
So the story is here from theindependent.co.uk. Teachers in Indiana have demanded legislative change after being forced to endure execution-style shootings by local law enforcement using pellet guns during an active shooter drill. So if you can imagine, the cops just bust into the classroom, get up against the wall.
I didn't want to get up against the walls.
I didn't really care if you get up against the wall.
You know, this is really brazen to do in Indiana, because Indiana, from what I understand, I got a lot of friends. I used to go to this big truck pull thing in Shy Diesel Extravaganza out there, and it was almost open carry like pork fest. Because Indiana, from what I understand, is very, very good gun laws and like open carry. They have constitutional carry, and that's what those guys are telling me. So, I mean, what if a teacher was actually concealed carrying? And then they just come in to do
right.
a drill.
Yeah, did they even know this drill was going to happen?
Who knows?
Even if they did, they didn't know that they were going to be. This was going to happen. Let's read the story a little bit more. Elementary school teachers in Monticello, Indiana, suffered physical wounds, including bruises, welts, and abrasions when they were shot by the plastic pellets, according to a new report. The teachers repeatedly screamed in horror and pain. It gives it authenticity. During the active shooter training, as they were told to face the walls of their classrooms and kneel down before being shot by the officers.
Oh my.
The Indiana State Teachers Association has called on lawmakers in the state to add an amendment to the new school safety bill so that more reasonable limits are placed on these drills.
Yeah, who thought of shooting the teachers execution style? This is not a normal thing for an active shooter drill. You cut it off before that point normally.
When I first heard about this drill, that there was an active shooter drill, So, like, you know, being, you know, listening to all the conspiracy theory stuff over the years, all these mass shootings, it seems like, oh, Homeland Security or whatever, or the state police in a couple towns over were planning a, you know, some kind of terrorism drill. Like, there was a drill the same day as, like, the Marathon bombing. There was a drill the same day as a shooting in Connecticut down there a couple years ago. I forget what town.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah, Sandy Hook. And there was a drill, like, just several of these things. I mean, you know, Alex Jones and, you know, talks about it, and you know, a lot of these guys.
He's backed up on that.
And, yeah, so there's always these drills. So when I heard this drill, I'm like, oh, so there was an act, there was a drill. So was there some, you know, Manchurian candidate dude that was all jacked up and sent to go shoot up a school and it didn't happen and they had to drill anyways, you know, that, as a distraction or whatever? It just keeps on reminding me of this, you know, I really think a lot of these things are, you know, pushed to happen, like these mass shootings, just like in that V Vendetta movie when the prime minister is like, remind the people why they need us, you know, and, you know, keep this stuff, you know, just moving and happening. So, I mean,
I have no clue. I don't you know, I tend not to think that these things are staged. However, I am sure this is what I imagine happening is that some police officer out there is taking his job a little too seriously. It's like, you know, if you're not ready for these active shooters, you're going to die. So we're going to get in there and we're going to train those teachers. The best way to train them is to put little plastic pellets in these things and shoot them. They're going to take these little school bombs are going to take seriously security. Right, and
well,
you know,
it's certainly realistic. I'll give you that.
Sergeant Slaughter, you know, just goes in there. He's like, ah, you know, he's lost his mind.
That could have been.
The teachers were terrified, but were told not to tell anyone what happened. The group said in a statement.
Yeah, like that's ever gonna not tell anyone.
Teachers waiting outside that heard the screaming were brought into the room four at a time, and the shooting process was repeated.
Oh, my.
This is how it could go, ladies.
Yeah.
What is the point of this?
So let's go get to the public school versus private school. But what would happen if this was in a private school? Somebody would be getting fired. Somebody would be getting sued. Somebody would be getting shot with a real gun, you know, if those private school teachers were allowed to actually carry and be able to defend their school when somebody comes. You can't tell the difference between an airsoft gun and a real gun.
What's the point in having an active shooter drill where you execute the teachers outright without them having some ability to protect
opt
themselves.
Out.
I mean, really,
it doesn't make sense.
I mean, how would Sergeant Slaughter handle this? If that's the concern here, I mean, what are you going to do? You going after him with a pencil?
What
are you going to throw your laptop at him?
I have a friend that teaches a practical application of force class, and literally in this class, you learn how to kill someone with a pencil right away.
But you can't do that against, I mean, I'm sure that you know that these cops are going to be doing active drill, right?
The teachers knew about it?
I don't have that one. I mean, other than they were told not to talk about when they were being taken into the room and executed.
Well, in theory, they should know about that a drill is going to happen.
Yeah. See, I'm under the impression, I don't know a lot about this, maybe it's in the article, that like this was a total surprise by the teachers. But what if there was, you know, what if Chuck Norris was the substitute teacher that day?
Right.
You know.
Well, that's the difficulty here is let's suppose he doesn't, if you do know, you don't want to use deadly force against these guys, you're going to come in and then do an execution. So, I mean, that makes this part of the drill kind of pointless.
Right.
If you don't know, but you do know that sometimes they do active shooter drills, what's more likely to occur? The annual or even semi-annual active shooter drill, or a bunch of terrorists coming in who speak English really well and taking over the school.
And how do you tell the difference?
I mean, you know, either way, if I could kill a man with a pencil, I am best served not to kill a man with a pencil in this circumstance. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Oh, I do. But if you have no idea this is happening, and you're at work, whether you're a school teacher or you're, you know, working your desk job at, you know, some office building, and dudes come in with guns and a guy puts a gun up to your head and you can reach out and stab him in the throat with a pencil. What are you going to do?
if I can stop the threat, I'm going to.
Right. I don't have any problem with actually stopping a terrorist threat with a pencil.
But you don't know it's a terrorist threat,
maybe. It's unlikely to be. Statistically, it's unlikely to be a terrorist threat, too, making this even more difficult. What do you think? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in. Share whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this story that apparently from Indiana, some cops jacked up on adrenaline go in and do an active shooter drill in an elementary school. And then in the process, they've got these pellet guns. They're using airsoft guns, I think is my guess is what they've got.
And, yeah, that's what they said.
These are great. They're great training implements. No, by no means aren't they.
If you get hit by one, you'll know you were hit.
They're taking these. Yeah, I mean, they're serious business. They're taking these elementary school teachers. They're lining them up against the wall and they're executing them with pellet guns. They're not actually killing them, but I mean, execution style, I guess. Taking them into the room four at a time. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
They've taken this active shooter drill so far.
Let's go to Bobby calling in from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I know this was at an elementary school, but, say it was at a high school. I'm with you guys. If I'm a student and I didn't know, when these guys start rolling in or I hear them, I'm going to get a desk or something. I'm going to get me and a couple buddies, and we're going to take two or three desks and just start slamming these guys in the face. They kind of
right, I mean, do a flight 93 on them. Yeah.
Yeah, because it sounded, they said that they could hear them in the halls and people running around. I'm getting me a couple of buddies. We're ready. We're going to get right by that door and have desks. And when they pop in, we're just going to start popping them in the head. You know,
freaking Bobby.
I mean,
that's the way you do it. You're supposed to fight.
Right. Oh, well, that's the thing. If you're to take this seriously, then you take it seriously. I mean, is it a live drill or isn't it a live drill? If it's a live drill, and if it's not a live drill, they shouldn't be executing the teachers, right? If it is a live drill, I should have fought with everything I had.
Right.
And then some police officers get hurt, and they, the union sues and all that other stuff.
Thanks better for the call,
Bobby.
Than us.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. The thing that I can't square in my mind, now I don't know exactly where this happened in Indiana. I know it happened in Indiana.
It's a suburb of Indianapolis.
And the one part that I can't square in my mind is police tend to look a certain way, right? You know, they tend to be kind of beefy.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have short haircuts. You're probably not dealing with the undercover narc squad here. You're probably dealing with the guys that are on the SWAT team.
Right.
That's my guess. And one of the things they do, part of the SWAT team, this is all training, right? And those guys, I mean, I worked with law enforcement for years. I know what they look like. And they don't look like terrorists.
What do terrorists look like?
Not this.
I think the definition of terrorist to me, the only people who have ever terrorized me in my life have always been cops.
I understand.
So
they don't
they're
look
the biggest
like
terrorists in this country.
They don't look like the non-governmental take over a school and execute the teachers like the movies terrorists. Right? Like you could see this, a terrorist cell in the movies being full of a bunch of short-haired, slightly overweight. I'm not overweight might not be the right term, but I mean, you know, as far as an insurance company goes, they're overweight because insurance companies just decide on your height and you should have a certain, you should fit a certain weight bracket. So this is certainly meat, certainly fat, the whole deal, right? And these guys, they just don't fit the what I would imagine this looking the terrorist cell looking like, which then makes it so the teachers and the students take this as a training exercise. And if it's a training exercise, we should treat it like a training exercise and make it so that somebody can learn something
right.
from it.
Who, for whom is it a training exercise? The cops? The teachers? The students? Who?
Well,
all of the above?
According to this
yes.
I'm looking at here, it says it's for the teachers. They were saying the training was meant to be realistic, to show what happens if you don't act. Basically, if you're not going to fight back, basically, the idea is teachers need to fight back, and that's what Roger Paxson was saying on his show the other day, that they were saying that teachers are just going to get executed, so you need to fight back anyways. And
right.
Well, they drove
that's
that
a terrible, home. Terrible, terrible way to train, because in order to fight back, you can't fight back with, like, running at them, flailing, and throwing your fists. That's dumb. Okay.
If they were supposed to fight back, they should have gotten some kind of training on exactly how to do that.
Agreed. They probably should have had some training on how to fight back. But what if one of these was packing heat and did? Does she pass?
Yeah.
You pass. We have a dead cop here. Officer down.
That would pass the test.
Now, does she go to prison for having an unlicensed? I don't know whether they're allowed to have the guns in the school here or not, but if they are allowed to have the guns in the school, then she would have done nothing illegal.
I would not convict.
According to this NBC News article 5 days ago, it says White County Sheriff Bill Brooks said participation was voluntary and the teachers were shown beforehand what the drill would entail.
Were they told they would be executed?
It doesn't say. It's just a little brief.
Well, he said they were told ahead of time. I think that sounds like a bunch of covering to me.
Most likely.
Yeah. I don't believe that for a second.
But they tell the teachers, don't discuss this. Don't talk about this afterwards.
Well,
yeah, they're covering.
I think that might be related to just that moment when they were taking the teachers into the room and executing them. I don't know. Don't tell you the other teachers, we're going to take them into the room and execute them. Because if you're being taken four at a time out, I mean, are you being exchanged as a hostage or are you being executed? You really don't know. I mean, if you keep on hearing gunshots, then maybe you do. So going on here. No one in education takes these drills lightly, the statement continued. The risk of harming someone far outweighs whatever added realism one is trying to convey here. Officers conducting the voluntary training did not initially inform the school teachers they would be shot with the plastic pellets, according to a report published in the Indianapolis Star.
Okay, so they didn't know they were...
This is the news, and the news is never right, Michael. I mean, I've had dozens of news stories written about me and things that I'm closely related to, and...
They never get it right.
It's always really close to right. And some stories are better than others, but there's never a story that's perfect. So you just have to read the news and kind of wonder.
And especially if they have, like, advertising for pharmaceutical commercials and, like, the National Guard and, like, the NRA, you know they're not going to be right then.
I'm not sure what necessarily is going to be the outcome, but I would say that it's impossible, unless you're there, to write the perfect story. One reason the bloggers are so valuable these days in the production of news. This is what happens if you just cower and do nothing, said one of the officers, according to a teacher who spoke at the local newspaper anonymously. Gail Z, director of government relations for the Indiana State Teachers Association, told the outlet the group was seeking a simple statement in this bill that would prohibit the shooting of some types of projectiles at the staff in an active shooter drill. I mean, okay, that sounds fair. It seems like if you're going to do an active shooter drill, you probably shouldn't be shooting the staff.
That seems reasonable.
And I'm not sure you're teaching the staff properly with this drill.
If it gets to that point, you've missed a step.
Because in the one hand, the police are working with fake guns. And the only way that a caller 120-pound teacher is going to fight back against a 250-pound armed cop
is
to do something lethal.
Right.
Not fight back, but fight back in a lethal manner. You don't want to come half-stepping in a situation like this. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help embattle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with your husband, as you know, what's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. A day after being surprised when charges were dropped against actor Jussie Smollett, Chicago police are releasing a redacted report of their investigation. It shows that police obtained a warrant for the actor's iCloud account and shared it with the FBI. The feds are still investigating whether Smollett mailed himself a death threat letter, which would constitute a federal crime. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Welcome to call in and comment on this story, or really anything else that's on your mind. We're talking about a situation in Indiana where some teachers were in a live fire or live drill, an active shooter drill is what we're calling it, here at an Indiana school, and the police using what we're presuming are airsoft pistols, shot them execution style. It's crazy stuff. Let me tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the latest news and freshest stories and a perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's freedomsphoenix.com. I get their daily dispatch every day and find it to be very valuable. I think you will too. Freedomsphoenix.com. This is what happens if you just cower and do nothing, said one of the officers. Other officials with the Teachers Association said that the shooting of teachers is not the normal practice and had not occurred in other state active shooter trainings. The active shooter training carried out at the Indiana school was known as ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. The drills typically inform teachers and students how to escape shootings by exiting the building through classroom windows, throwing objects, and distracting intruders, among other responses. They do not always involve officers firing pellets and other plastic products, though it has occurred in several other reported examples. So, there you go.
Well, this has been done a few other places, like that. This picture I just showed you while we were on the break. It shows, a guy on the ground and someone standing against a wall and another guy with a gun. They're all just wearing T-shirts and they're wearing airsoft goggles and face mask. And it says schools, teachers, and administrators in Colorado City, Colorado, participate in a mock active shooter drill with an airsoft pellet gun on June 28th. And that's the first I've heard of it the last few days.
Right.
So this has definitely been something that must be doing it quite a bit all over the place if it's,
I think that June 28th was the incident.
Well, this is in Colorado.
Oh, this is in Colorado.
Just a picture. And then it's talking about members of Indiana Teachers Association, unless they're flying the members of the Indiana Teachers Association to Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't seem really clear.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they are saying that they're doing it in other locations.
And it says in Monticello, Indiana, at this other place. So, it's obvious it was a stage thing, and everybody was aware of it, it looks like.
They're using the pellet guns in other places. Are they shooting teachers in the head? That's the question.
The execution-style shooting, I guess that's shooting in the head, but they don't actually say that they were shot in the head. They said that they received wounds, but...
Well, my understanding of execution style is you have them on their knees and you shoot them in the back of the neck.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too. I think that this is an appropriate drill for cops. I don't think this is an appropriate drill for teachers. And I think the cops are trying to impart their attitude towards an active shooter to the teachers. And I don't think that's going to work. That's taking square pegs and pounding them into round holes, and it's just not going to work. I understand their zeal to have people prepared and to protect themselves. However, this isn't the way to go about it, gentlemen. And I, at this point, all we're saying is that I'm not with the teachers. I don't think you need an extra law here that says that you can't shoot teachers with plastic BBs. But I would say that when the schools and teachers unions and these sorts of things contract with law enforcement or private security companies or whatever, they need to be a little more clear as to what they're getting from their drill.
Yeah, this training, it just does not sound like it was fit for purpose. It was not something that would actually help anybody resist an active shooter or escape one.
Yeah, these are they're acting like what we would call yahoos. You know, they're just going in there and being too gung-ho with it all.
In an article from Slate.com, it said two of the elementary teachers told the Star, I don't know who that is, that they had voluntarily agreed to participate in a training. They had not been warned they would be shot. They said the pellets had left them with bruises and welts, and at least one of the teachers said a pellet left her bleeding.
Oh, my.
Well, I mean, could it break the skin? I don't know about... Yeah, I don't know how bleeding we're talking about.
Airsoft, a couple feet away,
Feet away. Yeah, it could. they certainly...
especially if you're thin-skinned. You know, and right. Probably went to school for liberal arts and never, did any work in your life.
What if you're in your 60s?
Too. Well, yeah, there was teachers when I was in high school there in their 70s. Right. That were there.
This reminds me of a story, and I never, ever like to forget this one because it's just such a great example of what can happen. Is I thought it was a situation, I thought it was more appropriate because it was March Madness, but it wasn't. It was gambling on college football games. Apparently, an optometrist in Virginia Beach was overheard by a police officer, off-duty police officer, gambling with a friend on a football game. And the police officer then went after the friend and got him to just sort of lead his other friend into more and more gambling so he'd actually have some kind of case. They got to a point where they bet more than $2,000 in a single day. And that was enough for police to charge Calusi, that's the doctor, Dr. Calusi, with running a gambling operation. and that's when they brought in the SWAT team on the night of January 24, 2006. I said this wasn't news story.
Nope, this is old.
Yep. They called Colucci and arranged the friend called Colucci and arranged a time to drop by to collect his winnings. When Colucci, barefoot and clad in a t-shirt and jeans, stepped out of his house to meet the man that he thought was a friend, the SWAT team moved in. Moments later, Bullock, that's the cop, who had been on duty since 4 a.m. and hadn't slept in 17 hours, had killed him. Colucci's last words were, "Dude, what are you doing?" To make it worse, Colucci's parents, Sal and Anita here, the cops refused to let the nurse notify them that their son, one of three children, had been shot. The optometrist's father was also named Salvatore, shortened to Sal, though, although the son is named after an uncle on his mother's side, ironically. The police officer who was killed in the line of duty, ironically, that's what the uncle was. Colucci did not hear about the raid until 5 hours after their son had been shot and killed, preventing the devout Catholic family from administering last rites. In the months that followed, the cop continued his investigation, badgering Colucci's grieving friends and relatives after pulling their names and numbers from the cell phone he was carrying and a computer taken from his home the night after he was killed. Colucci's brother-in-law told the Washington Post following April, Beckham called him and menacingly asked, "How much are you into Sal for?" A lifelong friend of Colucci's told the Post that the cop called him and accused him of being a gambler. The calls, Gulley told the paper, smacked of intimidation and discouraging a lawsuit. So this is the kind of thing that can happen when something goes out of control, right? This is an operation here that should have been a simple takedown and arrest. And
actually, it shouldn't have been anything. Well, no victim. Yes.
No victim, no crime. Shouldn't have been a SWAT team there in the first place.
From a libertarian standpoint, I agree. But from a cop standpoint, they could have just arrested this guy, but instead they brought in the SWAT team, and instead they had him down, handcuffed, mind you. I don't have that part in the story here. This guy was on his knees and handcuffed, and this cop shot him.
Now,
accidentally pulled the trigger.
This cop that had been up for 17 hours or working for 17 hours, just like the cop that shot the, I think his name's Kelly, in Ware, New Hampshire, who shot a guy over dealing weed, had done like 100 hours of a work a week or something like that because he's, you know, they're working to get their time up there so they can really, you know, jack the retirement and the pension on the tax slaves. You know, how many 17 hours days did this guy work, you know, previously? Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We were discussing the situation in Indiana where, from the independent.co.uk is where we're getting the stories. Oftentimes you can get great stories from foreign media sources. I think they feel less compunction to hide things.
I do that all the time. If I want to find U.S. news, I'll go to foreign sources, and they usually, a lot of times they have better reporting.
I really enjoy Rick Sanchez and Max Kaiser on RT. I, in fact, invited to Max Kaiser to Forkfest the other day. I sent him a message. I don't know if he'll get to see it, but it'd be pretty cool if he, you know, showed up for that.
Yeah, well, we'd love to see him. So I think it's worth noting here that the teachers are, you know, to some extent, participating in a willing system. But you know, I think they got a little over their head, and that probably needs to be addressed. If you have any thoughts on it, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you about our Twitch channel. You go to twitch.freetalklive.com. If you can do me a favor, please go to twitch.freetalklive.com and open up the browser. We need to keep a certain number of people viewing the Twitch channel in order to get this new special status that will allow us to get to the front page of Twitch. So if you can help us with this little bit, we need this little boost. We need this for the next month. So if you can just open up a browser, leave it open on your computer as long as you can. I have it on mine in my house, twitch.freetalklive.com. That will be helpful to us. All right. This next story is a real killjoy, guys. And I'll tell you why I'm reading it here in a minute. So get through it with me, and then we can comment on the what I think is the real issue here. Biloxi from HattiesburgAmerican.com. That's the name of the newspaper, Hattiesburg American. A former Mississippi Gulf Coast police officer told a judge Monday that she had sex with her supervisor and then fell asleep. It's not the worst thing in the world, right? Somebody you know, choosing to have sex with her supervisor.
As long as it's consensual.
Office romance.
Yeah. While her 3-year-old daughter was dying inside her overheated patrol car.
Okay.
Casey Barker pleaded guilty Monday to manslaughter in a plea bargain after being indicted on a second-degree murder charge. The Sun Herald reports prosecutors recommended that 29-year-old Barker spend 20 years in prison. Harrison County Circuit Judge Larry Bourgeois said he wanted more time to consider the case and would sentence the ex-Long Beach officer on April 1st. Cheyenne Hayer, that's the daughter, died after her mother left her strapped in a car seat for 4 hours while Barker was with her then supervisor at his home. The car was running with the air conditioner turned on, but wasn't blowing cold air.
Oh, the air conditioner failed.
Yes, on the police car, yes. The girl was unresponsive when Barker continued. By the way, I would never leave a car running for 4 hours with the air conditioner going. I'm just too cheap. Is this because this is some Nimrod that works for the government and cops leave their cars running all the time?
Yeah, it's all free money.
Yes and no. I used to leave my truck running all the time with
that's
the
a
air
diesel?
On. It, well, it's a diesel, and also it was because I was in the summertime hauling hay or hauling horses. It was hot out, and I needed to, like, take a nap and pull over. So, I would, leave or even at night when it's 80, 90 degrees and you're in a truck and you just leave the air on. I've done that several times. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't leave a kid. And I mean, at least if the air conditioning quits, I'm going to wake up and do something about it.
Right.
What's a 3-year-old going to do in a car seat?
Strapped in.
Yeah.
Strapped in and dying. Tortured to death, sadly. I don't know what I could ever do to you that would be worse than what you've already experienced. You will be forever entombed in a prison of your own mind, Bourgeois, the judge, said to Barker, the ex-cop lady, who's the defendant here. Barker had been free on bail, but was arrested Monday after pleading guilty. Barker, who was working 2 jobs at the time, originally claimed that she had been talking to her boss there, Clark Lardner, at his house early on a hot weekday morning when she fell asleep. Lardner and Barker were fired from the by the city of Long Beach within days. Lardner hasn't been criminally charged, telling officers he didn't know the girl was in the car. Reports at the time indicted Lardner, indicated that Lardner told officials that he had taken a sleep aid and also had fallen asleep. The mother had left her daughter alone in a car at least once before at a store in nearby Gulfport in April 2015. Police responded and child welfare officials took temporary custody of the girl at the time. Barker was suspended from the Long Beach police for a week without pay. The girl's father said that he was never notified of the first incident. Every time I close my eyes, I picture her suffering, and then I picture her laying on his lying in this coffin. Said the father Monday. I still see her smiling and laughing in my head, and I would assume that smile and laughter turned into pain and suffering in that instance. The father is suing the Long Beach Police Department and Mississippi Department of Child Protection Service for the wrongful death of his child, saying that the Child Welfare Agency should have taken stronger action after the first incident. Agreed, gentlemen?
Well, yes and no. My problem is everybody wants to pass responsibility onto government, you know, whether it's child welfare agency, you know, I mean, where was a father in all of this and how come, you know?
Well, how does he know?
Well, I guess how does he know? I mean, was he out screwing around? But, you know,
that's kind of what single young ladies' mothers do. Young people do that.
Sure. But, I mean, to say, CPS wasn't, responsible enough. I mean, to give them more power. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they do more destruction than good.
Well, I don't think that CPS ever lacked the power to contact the father.
Oh, you're saying CPS not contacting the dad over this, that's an issue. But suing CPS because, you know, they didn't, take...
CPS should have, to my mind, if CPS is going to take action and take from this woman her custody... Then the daughter should have been given to the father in the first place.
Oh,
it should be a chain of custody for the child, right?
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Mom can't have custody. Let's call dad. All right? Dad can't take care of it. Dad's not prepared for this. Let's call maternal or maternal grandmother makes grandparents make the most sense because mom had primary custody. So maternal, then paternal. Let's go from here.
Now, if the conclusion that this guy's trying to draw is that CPS did not go after the mother because she was a member of this protected class called the police department, to where if it was some lady just working at a gas station somewhere and had no political connections, they probably just would have, stripped her of everything and took the kid and whatever, because CPS really wants those kids. You know, just read Carlos Morales' book. I can't remember something about, I can't remember the name of his book either.
I will, however, say that that's really what the reason I brought this story in.
Yep, because they get in that book, he details how they get like federal money, like the local like chapter or the state or the county agency of Child Protective Services gets like a chunk of change every time they get custody from the federal government. They get this money every time they like take a kid for custody. It's thousands of dollars. I forget what it is. So they get more money in their coffers and they can, engage in more parasite activities and hire more parasite friends to be part of their, Child Protective Services, and then take more kids, and then these foster homes, get all kinds of federal money and whatnot. Also, so yes, there's a huge incentive for CPS, whether it's right or wrong, to take kids. But it sounds like because
she was a cop.
Was a cop. Yes.
They didn't take the kid.
That's what I think happened here too. So I want to finish the story. Barker herself was hospitalized after the girl's death. As a parent, you're supposed to protect your child, and Cheyenne was gone because her mother didn't protect her. Not once, but twice, the father said. Barker herself was hospitalized for trauma, post-traumatic stress here. She was found competent to stand trial. That's the end of the story. I don't disagree with this judge when he says, that basically there's nothing that he can do to her to make the situation better. I don't know what I could have ever done, what I could ever do to you that could be worse than what you've already experienced. You'll forever be entombed in a prison of your own mind, the judge said. I agree with that statement.
If that woman has a conscience. There are some super trashy people that just don't care, even if it
she
is
became
their own
a kid. Cop.
I'm not going to pass that judgment. I think that even police officers are stunned when they hear this this particular story. This is a really bad parent, and people don't like bad moms. Obviously, not all women can be great moms. All our students are not above average.
Well, yeah.
And there's a lot of trashy people out there that just don't care, even if it is their own offspring. And then there's a lot of people who, would never allow this to happen that do care very much.
I'm sure she thought everything was fine by leaving the air on, but that didn't work out. 855-450-3733. Do you think this would have been different
if you... warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.